but I think it was.
What do you call that upper part where you could store the hay?
I don't know. I forgot that. The haystack might be here.
What did the haystack look like? Do you remember seeing one?
I've never seen it. A lot of things I ain't seen.
We can get this together. We get a tape record of what you're saying. You know, long way from the FBI thing.
When you cut the hay, I'm going to ask you some questions about the country now, but it's okay if you hadn't heard any of this. When you cut the hay, you break it up in little piles out in the field. Did you ever hear a name for those little piles of hay that you could have raked up? And did you ever see a way of keeping the hay outside?
No, I never did.
Where would people store grain?
So what?
Grain, like it feed to the animals. Do you ever hear of a granary or a granary?
I never heard of a grain of corn, that's all I was with.
Grain of corn.
Mama just going through it out there too, any kind of way. Sometimes you have corn cobs, you throw it out there, sometimes they'll just grab it and fight over them corn cobs. You eat it up too.
Did you ever have a cow yourself once you got married?
No, I ain't never had nothing but a dog and a cat. That's all I just had.
Which you like better?
Dogs. I like them both, but I like a dog. I had a dog, his name was Skip. And that dog was crazy about me. You passed by me, that dog would growl. You bet like on my son. So the mama, I see you so pretty, but I'm going to feel like I'm beating you up. I just screaming and hollering when I was open, don't let me, and he's going to die on the table. That dog jumped in, beat him right back there, didn't put that dog no more, beat around his butt. He didn't put Skip no more. Yeah, Skip would tear you up by me. Yeah, so. No, but the dog catcher's caught him, they said it was $25 to get him out of the dog pond. And he had a daughter in California. As well, the dog catcher done caught the kid at $25, and Earlene said she wants $100 to come home. What about I do something? Get Skip out of the school, $100. Everybody send her $100. So my dog had to stay there. I just cried like I was going to leave this world.
Did you ever get the dog out?
No, I couldn't get him. I had $100. Who could want $100? I want $25 to get Skip out of the school. So I had to let him keep him. I didn't like it, but...
We used some of that soup to get out of
him. Yeah, the other chimps that said to him. I don't know what they mean. I know I never get him. I know that.
That's what they make out of
him. I never had no other dog. No cat even. I ain't fooling no more. They might catch them. I said, I ain't no fool with them. So I don't fool with no kind of dog. No cats either. But everybody out there got dogs and cats. And I told them you couldn't have no animal no pets out there. Everybody out there got dogs and cats. Except me, I want people that got dogs and cats. They said you couldn't have none out there. They sent the people around. But they sure got them. But I ain't got them because I like to do what the person said do. You see, right is right, and I don't like nothing wrong. Mm-hmm. You see me doing something wrong, but get out of my way because I'm going crazy. Yes, sir.
What would you call a fenced in place where you could keep the cows overnight and you could milk them?
That's called a pasture, I believe, man.
What about a little place inside the pasture where you could shut them up?
I don't know about that. I don't know the old thing is wild fence around. Bulls don't want to do no thing like that where they can't get out. They still got them on now.
Mm-hmm.
You got a sunshine patch for that place that they got horses and cows and everything else in there. Something on, I don't know what it is.
Did you ever hear of a milk gap or a cup pen or a cow pen?
Oh, it's a cow pen, yes. Just like a pasture, same thing, only it's kind of small.
Uh-huh.
You got a fenced off, you know, that's a
cow
pen.
Is just there.
Yeah, it's in small.
What's a fenced in place?